We're sort of movie father and son.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe grandfather and father now. People remember me from the 11 o'clock news on Channel 4. You had Vance and Doreen doing the news, Bob Ryan doing the weather, then you had George Michael, then you went to me, and then we went into either Johnny Carson or Jay Leno, and so the thing completely flowed. The very first movie I ever reviewed was American Graffiti. Now, looking back, the movies of the 70s blow me away. I grew to love the movies because of the time in which I grew up. I was born in 1946.
Woohoo! Best years of our lives. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. And my father, who was a movie buff, would say, okay, now It's a Wonderful Life is coming on and you need to watch that because that's a good movie. And when I first came to Washington, the AFI had a theater here in Kennedy Center, and they're all excited and they whisper, we've got a nitrate print. They evacuated the entire Kennedy Center because the last reel of The Lady from Shanghai had caught fire.
Oh, no.
Now, I have a story about Citizen Kane. Frank Mankiewicz lived in Washington. Frank's wife was there. She says, Arch, have you ever held an Oscar? She goes over to a shelf. She says, Frank's father, Herman, won this Oscar for writing the script of Citizen Kane.
She hands me
the Oscar. For Citizen Kane.
Are you kidding me?
No. And
where are you? Or where, how, you're at
you
there?
Know, he's in a beautiful condo over in Adams Morgan.
Oh, my God. And the Oscar, it was in Adams Morgan?
Yes.
That is amazing.
Isn't that great?
You can eat jumbo slice pizza and hold the Citizen Kane Oscar. That's America. Just off the top of your head, what are some of your other favorites? We've mentioned the Hitchcocks. We've mentioned Citizen Kane.
It's a hard question. What's your favorite movie? Okay. Godfather 1 and 2, actually, you can watch over and over and over again.
I know it was you, Fredo.
I know it was you.
You broke my heart.
You're the only guy I know who could say, you broke my heart in unison with me. I love that. I mourn the commercial nature of the majority of movies today. Yeah. I mourn that they're so safe.
Too prepackaged.
They're marketing oriented. Yeah. They're focus grouped. Right. And a focus group can't tell you what they'll like.
Exactly.
People can't tell you what they're going to like until they see it.